Beseeching fires all night long. By Antan Tether. Read by Fei Che. Shen Wei is cold. He's almost stopped being aware of the rain coursing through his hair, running over his shoulders, making his sodden sweater vest and shirt cling to his icy body. The thing he still feels is a numbness which bites into his bones like the chill of the grave. He isn't trembling, because he won't let himself, but there's a deep ache in his back and thighs, and he isn't sure how much longer he will be able to stay on his knees. He hasn't knelt this long since he was 7 years old, following a never-to-be-repeated misdemeanor punished by an exacting tutor, and then it had been in the shelter of the family memorial hall, not out in the elements. Anger is keeping him upright. The anger at being forced to debase himself. But he's sustained by the knowledge that the humiliation eating away at him will be worth it if Dr. Feng decides that whatever perverse pleasure he's getting from this is enough for him to restore Zhao Yunlan's sight. He can't see the doctor inside the darkened windows, but he knows he's being watched. The moon is lost behind the thick clouds, and he has no way of telling the time, but it must be past midnight when the door finally opens and the doctor stands framed in it. He calls Shen Wei stubborn in a voice that has a sickening edge of satisfaction in it, but he concedes. Shen Wei can bring Zhao Yunlan to him in the morning. Relief washes over Shen Wei. He wants to insist on bringing Zhao Yunlan to the doctor now. He doesn't want to wait another second, but he knows that he's still firmly in the doctor's power. It's too much to ask. So he forces his head down in a bow of thanks and rises to his feet, staggering on deadened legs and feeling a further wash of angry shame as the doctor watches him do it with every appearance of satisfaction. He makes his way out of the gloom of the courtyard onto the deserted street and pauses with one hand on the rough brick of the wall. He hasn't slept in 3 nights while he's been preoccupied with finding a cure, and it takes some time to gather enough energy to travel through the void. Moving through the space between worlds is harder when he's this sore and weary, and the pull of entropy tugs at him relentlessly as he goes. He forces his way through, using up the last of his strength, and steps out into the comforting human darkness of his own living room. His knees sag as he lands, bone-deep exhaustion overtaking him. He reaches for the collar of his shirt, needing only to get out of his freezing clothes and fall into oblivion. His hands are clumsy, shaking too much to undo the button, and it's the last little thing that tips him over into self-pity. Tears are starting at the corner of his eyes, like he's 7 years old again. "Where have you been?" asks a voice from the couch. Shen Wei had been so absorbed in his own misery that he hadn't noticed Zhao Yunlan's unusually still figure sitting in the dark. Shen Wei hasn't given him a key, which can only mean that he's picked the lock while blind. Of course he has. Shen Wei doesn't feel equipped to be close to Zhao Yunlan right now. Zhao Yunlan sees right through him, working eyes or none, and if he finds out what the doctor made Shen Wei do, he'll be mad as fire and maybe even refuse to accept the cure tomorrow. Shen Wei flips on a nearby lamp, and it shows Zhao Yunlan in sweats and a dark green sweater, bare feet tucked up on the couch. "Why are you here?" Shen Wei deflects. "Couldn't sleep. Thought I'd come see if you were awake." The thought of Zhao Yunlan awake and alone in the darkness makes Shen Wei's heart ache. He needs him to know there's hope. "I went back to see Dr. Feng. He'll do his best to heal your sight tomorrow." Zhao Yunlan makes a sudden movement on the couch. I "Thank you." His tone turns thoughtful. "How did you persuade him?" Shen Wei is too tired to evade. He stands silently and tries to think of a way to get Zhao Yunlan to leave without having to tell him that he's been kneeling in a courtyard for a day and a half a night. Zhao Yunlan wags a finger at him, not quite in the right direction. "There's something you aren't telling me. And why are you over there? You can come and sit on your own couch." Shen Wei says nothing. Zhao Yunlan turns his head, as if he's trying to work out exactly where in the room he is, then gets up and gropes his way towards him, hand outstretched. Once he touches Shen Wei, he'll realise something is wrong, but Shen Wei can't bear to make him chase around the room. As soon as Zhao Yunlan gets near enough, Shen Wei takes hold of his wrist, gently. "What are you..." Zhao Yunlan begins. Then he says, "Whoops," and launches himself into the worst fake fall Shen Wei has ever seen. Shen Wei releases his wrist so he doesn't strain it, and, cursing his own idiocy, catches him in his cold, damp arms. Zhao Yunlan makes a surprise noise and jerks back, though staying in the circle of Shen Wei's embrace. His hands pet quickly across Shen Wei's chest and sides, feeling at the sodden wool of his sweater vest. His mouth makes a little moan of distress. "You're soaked!" "Oh, really?" Shen Wei tries to deadpan. "I hadn't noticed." Zhao Yunlan's hands return with more purpose, skimming down his arms and squeezing lightly just above his elbows. "What happened to you?" "Nothing, it's fine." "Just because I can't see you does not mean I don't know you're lying your ass off." His warm hands continue their motion, finishing by engulfing Shen Wei's. "You're shaking!" His voice is strained, and Shen Wei hates that he put that much worry in his tone. "Did that weirdo do something to you?" "No," Shen Wei says, as firmly as he can. "He just took a while to convince." Zhao Yunlan's thumb dances over his knuckles, rubs softly at the ball of his thumb. Another bone-deep shiver hits Shen Wei. "In the middle of the fucking storm?" Zhao Yunlan asks. Luckily, he doesn't really seem to be expecting an answer. He leans back and tugs at Shen Wei's hand. "Come on, we've got to get you dry." He pauses. "Which way is your bathroom?" "It's all right," Shen Wei says. "I can look after myself." Zhao Yunlan flattens one hand over his chest, feeling at the damp wall. He can't have meant to do it, but it's precisely over Shen Wei's heart. "The evidence points to the contrary." Shen Wei gives in, as he always wants to give in to Zhao Yunlan, and puts his hand on his shoulder to guide him to the bathroom. When they're crowded in there together, Zhao Yunlan pats at his chest and starts trying to take off his sweater vest. Shen Wei catches his hands. "It's okay," says Zhao Yunlan brightly. "It's not like I can see anything." "That is definitely not the point." Shen Wei wrestles his way out of the wet wool so Zhao Yunlan won't actually decide he needs to strip him personally and starts on his shirt buttons. He's still cold and exhausted, but Zhao Yunlan's presence, so close in the small room, is flooding him with jittery energy. Zhao Yunlan's fingers tease open the buttons over his belly. As he undoes them, one finger brushes against the cold skin under the cotton, and Shen Wei sucks in a breath. Zhao Yunlan chuckles. "Is Brother Black ticklish?" Thankfully for Shen Wei's fragile hold on himself, he doesn't decide to experiment, but shoves Shen Wei's shirt off his shoulders and tells him firmly to take his trousers off too. Once he's obeyed, Zhao Yunlan gropes around and envelopes Shen Wei's head and shoulders in a towel. After being trapped in wet clothes for hours, it feels heavenly to be free of them, with Zhao Yunlan clumsily drying off his hair. In a useless nod to propriety, Shen Wei wraps another towel around his waist and then closes his eyes, sinking into the sensation of being comforted. He's guiltily aware that for an instant he's glad that Zhao Yunlan can't see his face, so he doesn't have to worry about what his expression is revealing. Zhao Yunlan is biting his lip in concentration, and he's so close that Shen Wei can feel the ghost of heat from his body leeching into him. Zhao Yunlan must decide that his hair is dry enough because he stops the movement of his hands and arranges the towel loosely around Shen Wei's shoulders. "Is that starting to feel better?" He puts an exploratory hand flat over his chest, fingers spanning his clavicle. "You're still freezing." His hand feels like it's burning in comparison to Shen Wei's body temperature, warmth teasing outwards from it through Shen Wei's skin. Shen Wei concentrates very hard on keeping his breathing regular. "Dixing Gren are colder than humans," he points out. Zhao Yunlan's voice has gone deep. "Does that mean I feel really hot to you?" The familiar pulse of arousal which fills Shen Wei whenever Zhao Yunlan is near, and which he's been trying to keep a lid on for weeks, is no longer so easy to master. His chest is rising and falling too fast under Zhao Yunlan's hand. Zhao Yunlan laughs and shakes his head. "That was bad, huh?" He curls his hand into a fist, but keeps it against Shen Wei's chest. "You know, before I met you, I used to be pretty smooth." Shen Wei swallows. The two of them have been dancing around each other for weeks, pushing and pulling and not quite hitting the point of no return. But now Zhao Yunlan is scant inches away, touching him, saying words that Shen Wei needs so badly to hear, and Shenhui is raw and weak, and he wants. Without thinking what he's doing, he puts one hand on Xiao Yunlan's back, pressing gently into the wing of his shoulder blade. Xiao Yunlan's lips part. I can't see, so... His voice trails off as he bows his head down to Shenhui's shoulder. The gentle touch of his lips to the spot where Shenhui's neck and shoulder meet explodes in Shenhui like a firework. His hand clenches at Xiao Yunlan's back. So if I'm really, really off here, Xiao Yunlan says into his skin, you're going to have to tell me. The pressure of his lips increases, turning into a hot, open-mouthed kiss that makes Shenhui's heart start to beat out of his chest. You have to help me out right now, Xiao Yunlan murmurs. Is this okay? He kisses Shenhui's throat again, firmly, pulling his mouth away, but staying so close Shenhui can feel his breath on his skin. Everything in Shenhui has gone soft and warm and far away. Yeah, he manages. Xiao Yunlan says, oh, good, and then goes limp and presses himself fully into Shenhui's body. Shenhui steps backwards and ends up leaning against the shower stall with Xiao Yunlan a warm presence in his arms. Xiao Yunlan's mouth is tracing over his throat, tongue lapping at his skin, and it's making Shenhui go shivery and greedy. He tilts his head to one side, giving permission, and Xiao Yunlan makes a happy humming sound deep in his chest and tracks his mouth further up his neck, nuzzling under his jaw. His beard is prickling at Shenhui's skin, and Shenhui knows with a deep certainty that he needs to feel it all over his body. He has spent 40 years and 10,000 regretting not kissing Xiao Yunlan when they first met. He spent weeks trying to keep his distance, clinging to his responsibilities as envoy and a need to protect Xiao Yunlan from the consequences of becoming entangled with him. But right now, he's just a man with the beautiful human that he loves fiercely and hopelessly in his arms. And he can't wait any longer. He cups his hand at the nape of Xiao Yunlan's neck, feels him relax into the touch. Shenhui guides his hand back, and then Xiao Yunlan leans down, and Shenhui reaches up for him, and they meet in the middle. Xiao Yunlan's lips find his a little off-center, and Shenhui turns his head, immediately wanting more. Their mouths glide together, moving slowly against each other, finding their rhythm. Shenhui parts his lips, and Xiao Yunlan says, yeah, like that, against his mouth. And the kiss gets deeper and wetter. Their tongues brush against each other, softly at first, then with more purpose, and it's making heat course through Shenhui's body, chasing away the memory of his cold vigil. His heart is pounding in his chest, and Xiao Yunlan has to be able to feel it. Xiao Yunlan pulls back to gasp for breath. His eyes are closed, and there's a flush riding high on his cheeks, and it's shockingly arousing, the knowledge that it's Shenhui that has done this to him. Shenhui wants so much, wants to feel more of him. He drops his hands to Xiao Yunlan's hips, pulls him against his body, and Xiao Yunlan goes with it, the last bit of distance between their bodies lost. One of Xiao Yunlan's legs presses between Shenhui's in a way that's quickly going to make him lose his mind. Xiao Yunlan touches his face, his lips, kisses him again, filthily, and Shenhui's tired, pleasure-filled body can no longer remain upright. He drops his full weight back too hard against the shower stall door. It gives way, and the two of them fall back together, Shenhui only narrowly stopping himself from braining himself against the tiled wall. Xiao Yunlan goes, oof, and his nose collides with Shenhui's chest in a way that looks painful. Sorry, Shenhui exclaims, one hand bracing them against the wall so they don't fall back any further, and the other tilting Xiao Yunlan's head back to check he isn't hurt. Xiao Yunlan staggers a little, then finds his feet and tugs at Shenhui until they're upright again. He's smiling. What just happened? We fell into the shower, Shenhui replies, feeling absurd. Xiao Yunlan giggles and mashes his lips into Shenhui's jaw. I have a plan, he says. Do you want to hear my plan? Shenhui puts his hand at the small of his back, tries to pull him close again. Xiao Yunlan runs his fingers through his damp hair. You're going to put something warmer on, he says, and I'm going to make you tea. Shenhui feels a stupid pang of rejection. And then we're going to make out on the couch, Xiao Yunlan finishes. He kisses the side of Shenhui's mouth. Deal? He pulls himself gently out of Shenwei's arms and sets off confidently for the kitchen. Shenwei follows him out, watches long enough to be sure that he isn't going to set anything on fire, and then ducks into his bedroom to put on jeans and the warmest sweater he can find. When he emerges, Xiaoyunlan has managed to brew the tea, and the only damage is a pool of water all over the kitchen. Shenwei mops it up, and then reaches for the tea. As soon as he takes a scalding sip, he realizes just how thirsty he is, and he drinks two cups in quick succession, while Xiaoyunlan wraps his arms around him from behind and rests his chin on his shoulder. Shenwei leans back, gratefully, into his body. He's starting to feel sleepy again, and he yawns before he can help himself. Xiaoyunlan kisses his neck. "You sound like you should be in bed." Shenwei has waited for this moment for so long. There's no way he's going to let sleep get in the way of it yet. "I like the second part of your plan," he says. Xiaoyunlan's arms squeeze around his waist. "I am full of good ideas." When Shenwei leads Xiaoyunlan over to the couch, there's a moment of awkwardness where he can't decide how to sit or what to do with his limbs. But Xiaoyunlan just pushes at him until he sits down, then scrambles sideways into his lap and winds his arms around his neck. They kiss until everything has receded but the weight of Xiaoyunlan in Shenwei's lap, the taste of his mouth, the heat of his skin. After a long time, Shenwei pulls back to cradle Xiaoyunlan's face in his hands, explore the contours of his cheekbone with his thumb. The skin around his mouth is pleasantly tender from Xiaoyunlan's beard, and his lips feel swollen. "I can feel you looking at me," Xiaoyunlan's voice has a rasp in it. "I like it when you look." Shenwei had tried so hard, for so long, not to let what he was feeling in his heart spill out onto his face. "You saw?" Xiaoyunlan nuzzles his face in Shenwei's hand in a way that Shenwei is rapidly becoming addicted to. "I hoped it meant what I thought it meant." "So why didn't you?" asks Shenwei and stops. He could have been braver himself, and he hadn't been. Xiaoyunlan smiles. "Do anything sooner?" "I was trying to be patient." He kisses Shenwei's palm. "You make it pretty difficult." "I made it difficult," says Shenwei, outraged. "I didn't do anything. You," he wants to say, "touched me all the time and made me think about nothing but your mouth with your lollipops and trusted me right from the start, even when you shouldn't have." Xiaoyunlan quirks his eyebrow at him. "I what?" Shenwei stays silent, and Xiaoyunlan chuckles. "Never mind. Someday you're going to tell me, though." He slumps down a little and drops his head onto Shenwei's shoulder with a sigh of contentment. Shenwei holds on to him and rests his face in his hair. Sleep is starting to pull at his soul, making everything go comfortable and blurry. Xiaoyunlan's breathing is gradually shifting, going deeper, relaxed in Shenwei's arms. The heat from his body spreads into Shenwei's, soothing him as it warms him. Shenwei feels the last bit of tension disappear, gives up any thought of making it to bed, lets go of everything as his eyes close. He isn't cold anymore.